All right. Hey, guys, welcome to the Bear Fruit Show. And we have our special guest today, Greg Beckett, professional trader of the markets. And I'm excited to get to know you more, hear your story and what you're up to now. So, Greg, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing.
Hey, Kyle. Thank you. Great to join you here at your show. I'm a chartered investment manager who became a professional trader a few years ago. And I just was looking for a way to be able to predict when the market would crash. And so in the process of doing that, I developed a system that we've been targeting growth on 1 to 3 trades per week of 2% a week is our target and 8% a month. So that's a little over 100% a year. And the system is based on the relative strength index and variations and a bunch of custom indicators that I've built. And then what I've done is taken that system that's outperforming the market, and then I've added 3 times leverage to it so that a 1% gain would end up being 3%. How I did that, a real simple, easy way to do it is by using the ETF called TQQQ. So that is NASDAQ, the NASDAQ index, but it's 3 times leverage. So when NASDAQ goes up 1%, TQQ goes up 3%. And when it goes down 3 times.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Greg. So I'm excited to dive into that. I want to get to know you a little bit on your story first and how you ended up there. Because I mean, it's kind of amazing that you went from where you're at and now all of a sudden you're making anywhere from, 1 to 3% a week, on your trades, and you're averaging, over 8% a month. That's phenomenal. And you have this track record of doing that for over 2 years. And you kind of stumbled upon it and trying to figure out when the market was going to crash. And so it's cool it's exciting, the discovery that you made in the midst of trying to do something else, I guess, which is kind of neat. But tell me, Greg, where did you start? Like, how did you get into trading and how did you get into investing? Because a lot of people want to get into that space, but they don't know where to start.
Yeah, it's sort of a convoluted path. I started a company called Beckett Technologies in my mid-20s, took it public on the Toronto Venture Exchange, ended up getting 13 granted U.S. patents for crisping and browning food in a microwave oven. co-inventor of the world's first microwave popcorn bag.
You are?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was the secret in Pop Secret. It was a little heater pad that popped the corn. And so in the course of growing that company, we went through 3 rounds of financing and raised $14 million back in the mid-90s. And I saw how the finance team was raising the money. And I was so fascinated by it that I ended up taking the Canadian Securities course, which you need to become an investment advisor. And then when my company got sold to the Coors Brewery Company's packaging division, I then got licensed.
Coors here, like the beer Coors?
Brewery. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, they're here in Colorado. So I think they are.
So then I got licensed to sell securities so I could raise money for early stage tech companies. And then I decided I wanted to be able to manage the portfolio of private individuals. So I spent the next 5 years to become a chartered investment manager. And then I wanted to build on that and find out ways to trade, actively trade, as opposed to buy and hold, the Warren Buffett approach. And so I went through, there's over 100 indicators that will help you decide when to make a trade. And I tried to apply the 80-20 rule to figure out if I could eliminate 80% of them and just stick with the 20% that had the greatest impact. And then once I found them, I applied the 80-20 rule and narrowed it down more. And then I built custom indicators using a PineScript programming language on TradingView.
I know what TradingView is. What is PineScript?
PineScript is the programming language that TradingView has. And so you can build your own indicators and trading algorithms and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So for those people who don't know what TradingView is, what is TradingView? And this is, you know, I know there's going to be people, you're speaking their language and they're getting excited right now. And then there's some people who are, this is way over their head and it's like speaking, you know, Arabic.
Yeah. So TradingView is a trading platform that helps traders to analyze when to trade. And I don't know, maybe we should show, before we get into the weeds, we should show the performance of how the system's been working. Should I do a screen share of that?
Yeah, let's see it. Let's see the actual work.
Okay. Because none of this really matters if it doesn't work, right?
Right.
We can have these technical conversations, but so this is our model portfolio. So Greg's Easy Trade is the name of the service, and yep. Our model portfolio started July the 1st in 2021, and
so right in the middle of the pandemic, basically.
Yeah. So we're comparing here. This is Greg's Easy Trade compared to the S&P 500. So this is showing month by month how we did. So in our first year, so 6 months in the first year, the market did 10%. We did 39%. In 2022, that was a tough year for the market. You can see a lot of red here. It was down 19%.
Yeah.
We were up 97%.
Wow.
And so far, we only had one negative month. And it wasn't by much.
It wasn't by much at all. Yeah.
But the market was down 8% that month. So far we're sort of halfway through this year. The market's up 14%. We're up 46%.
If someone threw their money in the S&P 500 and kind of let us do its thing, or is this people who are actually trading the S&P 500?
No, this is just what buy and hold. So if
buy and hold. Okay.
Yeah. This is what the market has done, how it's grown. So you know, a lot of people do buy and hold strategies. So if you did buy and hold this year, you'd be up 14%. Or if you did the trade, so we send out 1 to 3 trades per week. And if you followed the trades, you'd be up 46%, which is good, but it really was important
great
last year, because you would have lost 20% versus doubling your money. So how do we make money when the market goes down is we use the inverse ETF, which is SQQQ. So S stands for short. So we don't care if the market's going up or down, because if the market's going down, we switch over to the short ETF and do the trades there. So it's always a bull market for us by just using these two, TQQ or SQQQ. Should I go into my describe my system a little bit?
Yeah, let's hear a little bit about your system. Tell me what are the QQQs first, and that way people can understand what that is.
Okay, so the QQQ is the symbol for the NASDAQ index, and TQQ is an ETF that is tracking it, but it does it with 3x leverage. So
okay, and so you trade both of those, and is that right?
Yeah. So here I've got the SQQ here. So this looks a little bit crazy.
It looks like my daughter drew on a piece of paper.
These are 3-4 time frames here. This is 15-minute, 30-minute, 1 hour, and 4 hours. But what we're looking at here is this is the price going on, the price moving. And here is, these are indicators below that are telling the strength and the momentum. There's different ways to look at how the market is moving. And unfortunately, you can't just look at one time frame, and you got to look at the trend across all time frames, because if they're not all moving with you, so I use the term like we're looking for the stars to align.
Yeah.
And when that happens, I send out a signal. And
so it sounds like you're able to figure out when the stars are going to align pretty often. I mean, how often do you have to stay looking at the screen? Because I know a lot of people try to do day trading, and I feel like probably less than 1% are actually successful in it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I end up looking at it all day. Unfortunately, there's just kind of no way around it. I got algorithms. I got all kinds of tools and alerts and alarms and stuff. But
you've built your own alerts and alarms into the trading view, which is really nice. It sounds like.
Yeah. So I'm gonna finish with this screen.
But
what happens is I've got this four panels, and I've got it through long time frame and the short time frame. So in the morning, an hour before the market opens, I look at the long term. This is a 3 day, the 1 day, the 12 hour, and the 4 hour. And I look at the trends, where things are going. And then I try and zero in and look for a trade signal on the 30 minute and the 15. And if I see a signal, then I look into the short term, which is the 1 minute to the 15 minute. And I look for the exact timing to send out the signal. And
wow. So you can predict the signal before it ever even happens?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you see that it's coming, and you're waiting for it like a cat waiting in a mouse hole, you know, just waiting for it. You can see it moving, and you wait for it to shape up. And if it does, then you send out the signal. Wow. So the way the signal I send it out is I tell everybody to bracket. Our system brackets the trade, 3% take profit and a 1% stop loss. So the way that works is you enter the trade, and then you can get it, go on with your day. And if we hit our 3% goal, it just automatically sells for you, and you got your 3%. Wow. And it goes the other way, then you're going to lose is 1%. So it's going to sell you out at 1%. So that's how the system is set up. But the reason I watch it all day once I've entered the trade is that half the time it doesn't quite get to 3%. It might get to 2.7, and then it starts to come around. And, you know, I just want to grab the profit, because otherwise when it goes down for a down cycle, you could end up getting stopped out, and that 2.7 could turn into a negative 1%. So I'm watching it. And if I see it's not going to make the 3% and it starts to turn, then I'll send out a signal that we sold at this price. And, you know, if you're following our trades, then you should do the same.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. And I think it's amazing because there's so many people out there who are busy and they don't have time. They're not the professionals. They can't read what you're reading. It's like trying to, you know, interpret, you know, hieroglyphics. Like, it's just,
and even if they can, language.
Even if they can, yeah.
Like if I could have subscribed, if there was a service out like this and I could have subscribed, I would have much rather just subscribe to somebody else than for me to have to go and do all this myself. But there's nothing, I've not been able to find anything like it.
So you were the creator of this. It's almost like a recipe for, I mean, whatever you want to call it. It's a recipe for being able to get 8 to 10% a month on your trading.
So I built it for myself, but then, you know, I knew other people wanted it. So I started sending the signal to friends. And so now I've just opened it up to the public.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And so who is the ideal person this is for? Like, who, you know, who is the person that you're trying to attract to be a part of this platform?
This could go from the person who is the sophisticated trader. Like, you had a guy on, Brad, earlier.
Yep.
So he's a savvy, experienced trader.
Been doing it for 30 years, yeah.
So he's a subscriber. And so this just saves him a lot of time and effort. All the way down to somebody who's never done any trading, but they're saying, you know what, I don't know how I'm ever going to get to my retirement goals. I'm not making enough money. And if I put the money in the market, it's never going to be enough. So someone who says, I don't know anything about trading, they could subscribe and they could just follow the trades. They don't have to learn. They don't have to have any knowledge, any background knowledge. They just have to learn how to enter a trade. And that's, you know, that takes like 15 minutes to learn how to do that. So it could be somebody who knows nothing about the market, never wanted to know anything about the market, but now they're realizing, you know, I need a way to get ahead. I don't make enough money with my daytime job. And, you know, this could be an answer for them to still hit their retirement goals. Or for someone who says, I'm never going to be able to afford to buy a house. You know, how can I have a second source of income?
No, this is great. I think this fits a lot of, entrepreneurs, business owners, even firefighters and stay home moms. I mean, it really fits really anybody who wants a second source of income that is safe, right? I mean, this is a very safe, way is just following your trades. And
when you say safe, it's interesting because it wasn't designed. Safety was not the main goal. It was to try to outperform the market. But in building that system, we have a Sharpe ratio that is 5 times higher than the S&P. So the Sharpe ratio is the ratio of performance versus risk. Like, okay, you performed well, but how much risk did you have to take to get that? So you want is high performance and very low risk. That's ideal. So our Sharpe ratio ends up being high. A high number is good.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're getting such a high score is because our risk is so low, and it wasn't really the intention, but it just worked out that way. The reason it's low is that we're out of the market 90% of the time. We just go in for a trade. The average trade takes about 2 hours. So, and you do that like twice a week. So you're out of the market 90% of the time. Anytime you're in the market, you're at risk. Your money's at risk.
Yep.
So if you're sitting on the sidelines in cash, you have zero risk. So we just go in and cherry pick, you know, when the stars align, we go grab that opportunity and then we step aside and we get the heck out of the market.
Yeah. You're in cash 90-95% of the time. You see an opportunity. Things align, the stars align. You said, hey, let's go make this trade. You're in the market for 2 to 3 minutes or 2 to 3 hours or whatever it is. Yeah. And then you're out, right? So you're in and then you're out. You're in and you're out. But it's not a lot. It seems like you said once or
twice. Yeah, it's not like 5 trades a day. It's like 2 or 3 trades a week.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So it really fits a ton of different people. What has this kind of done for you personally? Was it a way for you to try to figure out how to retire early, or how to what has it kind of done for you in your
life? It just allows me to be mobile. Like, I go south for the winter.
Nice.
We've been going to Punta Cana a couple of years, and last year we were in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And as long as we have an internet connection, my wife and I, I could do this, I can be a digital nomad and do this anywhere in the world. And so
that's awesome.
I
like the sound of that, hanging out on the beach and even getting a trade report and be like, yeah, I'll do that. Boom. hang out, watch it for a couple of hours. Oh, there it is. Boom. That's a pretty awesome lifestyle, and it's great that you're opening it up to, just your average person, right? The person who wants to retire maybe a little early. They've been working for 30 years of their life, and they're looking at their numbers and saying, I don't know how I'm going to retire. Or they lost, 40% of their retirement just because of, stocks dropping and not being in safe places. Now they got to figure out how to catch up, or just, be able to retire when they said they were going to retire. So, I mean, it's the stocks is an interesting place, but it seems like you really have created something. Greg, you're basically an inventor, like just like you invented with like the popcorn.
That's how I see it. Yeah. I'm trying to build a better mousetrap, a better way of doing things. And So So we have a 14-day free trial, so people can just test it out and see if it's for them, if they like it, if you know they're able to comfortably do the trades, that sort of thing. And there's a discount code which drops the price, a 50% discount code that you have, we've given you, so that anybody who goes to your site, or I guess you'll put it on this podcast, but you can get a 50% discount, which knocks it down from $99 a month to $49 a month. So
people can try to make it, try it out for 14 days, see how it works. And if they like what they see, if they are trading with $50 or $100 or whatever, like, okay, wow, it works. I'm making my, you know, 2% a week, somewhere around there. And then they're like, okay, you know, I can do this. And with the code, they get another 50% off and they can pay $50 a month. And then looking at bigger numbers, I mean, if you start putting in 10 grand or 20 grand or 100 grand, you can do fairly well. You can basically have this be your living essentially on how much you're,
expenses for sure.
So, I mean,
It's nice. The idea, I guess, is you do it and then your goal is to get to the point where you're making more money doing this than you are in your day job. And then you can make the transition over and then you're not tied to a job. You're independent. You're financially independent.
Yeah, exactly. Is there an opportunity for people who maybe don't want to always have to make the trade or feel like that's still too much pressure for them? Is there anything like that for them?
Yeah. We're in the process of setting up a fund so that we can do the trades for you. So that's the other option. So that's going to appeal to a lot of people that don't want to do the trade. They may start off doing the trades and say, you know, this was good, but if you could just do the trading for me, that'd be even better.
Yeah. I mean, the person who's doing it makes a sense for a lot of people, right? The person who is always on their phone and which is a lot of people, and they're like, yeah, I want to do this. And if I have to work, you know, a couple hours a day, when a trade report comes out, I'm going to do it. It makes sense. But then there's the people who are, you know, busy and they're CEOs or they're, you know, they don't want to have to worry about it. They want to be able to completely be dedicated to their family, or they're going to be going out of the country or just whatever it is. They won't have access to the internet. I mean, it could be all kinds of things. They just don't want the headache of having to worry about making these trades, or doing it themselves. There will be an opportunity soon for people to.
Yeah. It should be in the fall.
Hedge fund.
Later this year.
Okay. So you encourage people to maybe test it out and try it for themselves and see if it's test something it that makes sense for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, that's great, Greg. Is there anything else that we should know, about you or the platform?
No, I guess you'll put the link in your podcast, how people can go.
We'll put the link in there for people and they can test it out for 14 days and see what they think and see if it makes sense for them. And we'll give them the code and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that'll be in there. You know, if anybody else is, you know, I think one question would be, you know, I think a lot of people have gotten burned in these types of arenas, maybe, with putting in, you know, their life savings and then all of a sudden it goes to zero. And, you know, and this is more of, I feel like, with private placements and stuff like that. What would you say to that person who's maybe a little skeptic, and doesn't feel, you know, they just want to know like, hey,
well, they're trading their own account. So
true. Yep.
And there's a 1% stop loss.
So you can never lose more than 1%.
Yeah. And if they're just getting like one trade after another, they just keep getting stopped out. And it's like, hey, you know, this system isn't working the way you said. Well, then you're going to let the 14 days expire and you're not going to proceed. But if it's working the way we say, then you'll probably want to continue on with it.
Yeah. I mean, you have a proven repeatable system backed by market research over the last few years, and you've been trading your own money. This is something that you believe is worth sharing with the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And there will be at a certain point, there will be a cap to how many people can be a part of the group. So there is some type of, hey, what's
yeah.
your,
We don't know, but we know that theoretically there's when you get to a certain size, then you start moving the market and it's harder to get in and out, and we won't be able to get the efficiencies that we're currently getting. So that is true. At some point we're going to have to cap it and not let any more in once we find that it's our performance is starting to get compromised because there's too many people following the same exact trade.
Okay, that makes sense. And so it sounds like it has to be the right, you know, there's a window now getting in early. There's a benefit to it. You can start doing your own trades, potentially get into the hedge fund when it's opened. But at a certain point, you'll have to cap it. And that's just the way it is. So it's really going to be about who sees this podcast, who gets exposed to it, and really just end up being who you know. I don't think there'll be a problem of people finding out about this and saying, oh wow, this works. You need to, you know, even word of mouth will start to take off. So awesome, Greg. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. I love learning about, you know, the trading and all that stuff. I know very little. I would say I have an elementary education on this space, maybe like second grade. So, I've done some trading and stuff like that, but not to your level. So this is very intriguing to me. And I think it's going to be intriguing to a lot of people. So we appreciate your time and your knowledge and just you willing to share your invention with the world.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate you having me on your show.
Absolutely, Greg. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
Bye.